tail on your skipping. The distance between the skips away, or that stimulus that you make your feet very wide. Is it a similar or a sibo? Again, the Gemara is saying you put one foot down, other foot off. Is the iser because you skipped? If that's the problem, sakon, or the iser a master achecho? Well, the iser because your feet are too wide. The way the grass sounds like, this is why you can't skip on Shabbos. The way Meshavua sounds like is when you skip, your feet are much wider, and it's even more than in the Basir Gass. It's a very big step. And Nafkamina, can you skip with small steps. According to Meshavua, it sounds like you're allowed to skip small steps. According to the grass, it sounds like you can't skip small steps. Isn't Nichol again the master of Chacho? That's why I think what the Mishabur wants, he's teaching what's the look. Again, his words are, the Mikra is Mafti Grakal Bar Chacho. I think most of it's not the way. The side of the Isser is when you skip, you usually take big steps. But the Isser is being warning your feet more than usual. That's what Nichol Master of Chacho. So again, we have four Yisurim over here, skipping, jumping, running, and taking big steps. Those are four things that are going on. And all four Nichol Pashas Master of Chacho. Now, chur and nichol together of psiyagas is only one thing. Psiyagas is the issur b'mechol, taking big steps. Now, come along the Ramchaber, the Gemara Brachas, Sasso became run on Shabbos, however, to run l'dvar mitzvah, like a bet knesset, yoitzvah, the mice is motor. Before she came on that way in Brachas, run to shul, to go daven, it's a mitzvah, nevadi, allowed to do that. Therefore, all the yishonim bring down l'loch l'maisa, all the place can bring it down. What's l'maisa, the side of the heter? So you understand there's two problems over here. On Shabbos we have an ism mitzad master derechecho. Bechol we have an ism mitzad sakono. So why is it mutter to run to shul on Shabbos, say on Shabbos, and why is it mutter to mechol? So on Shabbos why is it mutter? The kitter and the orchol shulchan says we have a forced drosho. Just like the Gemara made a drosho by mimtze chetzecha by osm kupi gimel, that chetzed idach is also, chetzed shemaim is mutter. We don't make the same drosho that master derechecho. Derechecha di doch, the ma'aser be also. However, the chetz of the shemayim, the ma'aser be mutter. Back to the shemayim be mutter. They say it's nichol the pasuk. The pasuk says what ma'aser derechecha, your drachol ma'aser also. Mitzah mitzvah is mutter. Mitzah isav shabbos shaboy. Now the mashuba also kofi gimel. He's very interesting. He asks the kasha. Why does the Gemara make a drosho by chetz of the shemayim and not make the drosho by ma'aser derechecha? Says you know why he didn't make a drosho? Because the problem is mitzah sakono. Slach it's a kasha, the mashot, slach and brachas. For me, if you got a gemara and brachas, I have oven bays. He says, the host of the Torah to answer up the mashot. He wants a taina that a fat pelag, a chiddush. We'll get to what he says. But maisa, the pashas is the maisa about the mitzvah's mutter, mitzat sakon shaboy. That's mitzat, I'm sorry, it's mutter to run mitzat master chach mitzat Shabbos. What about mitzat sakon? Why lad one mitzat sakon? So you have two ways you can answer. One, the riff and yankov, the brachas answer is because shemitz loidera. Very simple, the shukun brings it down this way, but also same side. Or the way the Biro Locha says, on this Bistamichon, where the Gemara says that the Mahadle be Kudushe de Beish Shamshay. The Gemara also says, Sakona, how do you get it back? When you get it back, Kudushe de Beish Shamshay. So Mitzah Mitzvah, you can be Samich upon it. So fine, it's the Maitre Mitzah Mitzvah, the Maitre is Mutter. Now, the Shaila is, what is Mutter Mitzah Mitzvah? It says, running on Shams is Osir. Mitzah Mitzvah, running is Mutter. Kamal Gamot says, and Psiagasa is Osir. What about Psiagasa, Mitzah Mitzvah? Can you take big steps to go to shul? Or the head is not to want to go to shul? Why? Because we said away the Prima Gadol. The Prima Gadol says running is even a small step. And therefore taking big steps, the mice is even also to go to shul. Therefore, like the Prima Gadol in Rochus, Navov, and Rosh Yosef, to go to shul that the head to running over here is only running. There's no head to Psiya Gasa. Why? Because the running is even small steps. Who says you have a head to Mitzat Sakono? The Gemara of Rochus is being matter what to run on, to run. As master chachav, there's no heter mitzvah b'siyah gasa, and you can be that way in the Ramah. The fact that Ramah says ain't what for Shabbos, Machabes says how it says mutter, and then the Ramah says also take big steps. If you were the Ramah and you held that the way, you should put also big steps after Ritza, and then you should end off with the Machaber how it says mutter. So this, the reading of the Ramah sounds like that even the Bar Mitzvahs also take big steps in Shabbos. And that's how the Tzlach wants to explain the Mashiach by us. The fact that Mashiach wants to say is no heter mitzat sakono, only heter master derechecho, not mitzat sakono. They want to see a gasa does not help for running to shul on Shabbos, to taking big steps to shul on Shabbos. Maaser, the Simon Zalpaiskim is not the way. The Rif of the Ein Yaakov is again he's saying very clearly the reason why you let to run to shul is Hashem mitzvah loy dayra. That's Maaser his heter. The Shulchan is clearly that way. Pnei Yeshua is posh that way. The Graz is that way. And the read the Gemara certainly does sound the way. The Gemara equates. The Gemara Brachas equates Psiya Gasa with any of Ritzah, And the Prim God himself points out, Bechor the Mashal is against him, and the other Paiskim are against him, Neshu is against him. And a Pashas is that when you run to Shul on Shabbos, lav dafka running and jumping is the same thing. There's no chil between one and the other. Running and taking big steps, Bechor is mutter. That's the Pashas. Now the getter of running for a mitzvah, what is the getter? Is it the thing dafka, you're going to miss the shir, you're going to come late to davening? Let's say you're on time to davening. You know, it does happen sometimes. Unless you're on time to the shir, are you allowed to run also? Because mitzad achivu b'hamitzvah, you're allowed to run on Shabbos, or is it only mitzad when you're going to be late, you're going to miss out in the mitzvah? So again, the tlach of the chiddush and brachas that he wants to tie now that this heter be meichel it's mutter all the time. On Shabbos, he wants to tie now achmaster checho. What's the heter? Because chetzid shemaim. There's no chetzid shemaim that you're running to. If you're not going to be late, even though you're running to a mitzvah. Who said you can lie run if you're not going to be late for it, you're not going to miss out on the mitzvah. And therefore the tzlach wants to end Shabbos to run to shul or any other mitzvah, he wants a taina, dafke, if you can end up and lose because of this man. Awesome chiddush. The only one I saw bring it down is Tzitzliezer, so we have only one person bring it down, so you write to Chaim. So Chaim wrote back, no means any mitzvah. Any mitzvah you're allowed to run for on Shabbos, even if you're not going to miss out on the mitzvah, you're allowed to run on Shabbos, as the Stimus HaPoskim again, that any mitzvah you're allowed to run, no one on the page says, only the Var Mitzvah means only going to miss out on the mitzvah. Pasha HaPoskim allowed to run to any mitzvah, and so Kol Soif, you're running, why mitzvah? The mitzvah, that's Chapter Shemaim. Now, what is Nichol in the get of a mitzvah? For example, let's say a person who wants to take a... He wants to run on Shabbos. Why? Because he gets home and goes to sleep earlier. So the Maaseh is running Shabbos, he gets to go to sleep. He's actually running for a mitzvah. Or he wants to go to sleep in order so he can learn later, earlier. Now it's for learning. He's running to go home to go to sleep so he can wake up earlier. Or he wants to go, take a tiyul, Hashem Shemaim, then also in the case of a mitzvah. So the Shaila Shabbos is the question of Chaim Kanievsky, and this will back in Lahakol. You have to run to a mitzvah. Stop making madregas, you run to sleep. To wake up, to go to learn, that's not really running for the mitzvah, that's running to go to sleep. And therefore it says only the Yisrael Chor over here, that's running straight to the mitzvah. And what about running to Seder Shabbos? Is that nichol get of a mitzvah or not? So, Reb Chaim wrote back, Ulay. Fine, so again, we have this one Yisrael over here, we have Yisrael, run on Shabbos, and we have a Maaseh Klor Heter, that Levar Mitzvah L'Maaseh is going to be Mutter. The Gdor Medvar Mitzvah, again, the Pashto of the Paiskim is that even Psiagas L'Maaseh is Mutter, and it's also the team is a place can sound like all time any Dvar Mitzvah is mutter. We'll get to that. Next, Mechaber. Come on, the more brings down the Issa of Siyagasl. First, you cannot take big steps on Shabbos during the week. Now, the Gemara says, first of all, what happens to take big steps? It takes away 1/500th of your eyesight. Talk to be Shainim. That means after 500 steps, you should be blind. Because, it's 1/500th. So the Rishonim have one main terrace, the Ritva by us, the Shittel around by us, they say 1/500th or whatever is left, and the next time 1/500th of that, and the next time 1/500th of that. The Maaseh keeps getting less and less, but it's not 1/500th of your total eyesight, it's whatever is left over. Therefore, it'll take much more, it'll very hot, it won't make you blind, that's it. It's one mahalach.
160.
Yeah. Was two choices, Bengilo or something?
Bengilo.
Another Tosfos in Tainus wants a Taina. It says only the first step takes away 1/500th, and afterwards does not take away any more of your eyesight. The Bayah by all spectrum Kivego, Eliyahu, Tosfos Shabbos, and others. Agmar before she against that. The Gemara is saying, I don't mind. You want to say Master Derechecha is why come to take big steps on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara is also Mitzat Sakono. I'll tell you when you already took a big step, so mitzat zakon is not around anymore. So let me tell master chechel. So you see, l'chur mafush, not like Tosfos they ask. Tosfos say only the first time, and afterwards given dosh bei dosh. Well, what's the story? We see from Agmor that all the time you're even innocent. Therefore Gemara says, why do you master chechel for? Therefore comes out, because my life among the Rishonim is they take 1/500th of whatever's left each time. Now the Maaseh Gemara is kasho. The Gemara says again that even during the week it's also. Now what's the Gemara's Matzkano? What comes out Matzkano? So there's one Mahalach by the Gdol HaKoinim, the Tosfos Shabbos, where America is this. They want a Taino that the Maaseh is not brought down the Mechaber. They want a Taino, it's Machlokes. And we pass in Lachal Maaseh, you're allowed to take big steps. Against Ramot. Tosfos Shabbos says Ramot's got to go on Shabbos. But Tosfos Shabbos won't say during the week, Maaseh it's Mutter. And he wants to have smotrin in his rayas. It's not brought down the Maaseh Rambam, or other Pashkim don't bring it down. And the way how the Gemara is saying it over, the Gemara is saying that's how Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi holds. We don't hold like him. And therefore, the Gemara's maskon is that he held as also Psiya Gasa Filu B'Cholon. And we hold, what's our teretz? The Gemara never really, really focused on the teretz. What happened to us? But we don't hold that way. He held with Me'echol, but we don't hold that way. And therefore, we came into the Pasuk, Master Rechechol. Maaseh, the Mishmuel comes on to say not that way. The Mishmuel brings down from the Mashal. The Mishmuel says, even the Me'echol, Maaseh, also mitzad in of Sakono. Now, I'll Maaseh, what's Pshan the Gemara? The Mashal says, it means mitzad during the week is only mitzad Sakono Shaboy. And therefore, whatever the Klomo Sakono is. On Shabbos, you have Nocha Din, Nocha Is mitzad Master Rechechol. And therefore, the Pashkim say, not like the Tosh Shabbos, that even during the week, the Maaseh is also mitzad Sakono. Nocha Alocha, Nocha Din, as Master Rechechol, we have on Shabbos. The klom, whatever the klom osakon is. That means, for example, let's say you say the klom osakon, the kim dosh rabbin dosh rabbin masayim hashem. You'll have that heter.
Mishmur
does not say osir. Yeah, but Mishmur says, El Shabbos ikunam yisur, the way Master Shekel says over is not an isur.
He doesn't sound like it's not an isur.
Right.
It's not an isur, you should do it else
today. Yeah, but no, but the problem is, the Mishmur is calling a Mog Avram. Ravam says the word osir. And he dropped that word osir and he put in, he sent it to Machzor Shekel in the Mashal. I don't know if anyone really means isir. It means osir mitzat sakana, the klom of sakana. Even the Mog HaRavam says osir. I don't even think it means isir vlois osir. Forget, the Mincha Shabbos is because on Shabbos you have an isir maybe vlois osir. For the weekend, isir mitzat sakana shabai. And the klom of sakana. Sakana have numerous gedarim and klom. On Shabbos you have noch again a master rechacha de rekabolo. Now, this idiom Psiya Gasa, again, we pass inside in the week inside in Shabbos. How much is this Issa Sakona that's taking 1/500th away of your eyesight? So, Mo is very clear. The Mo says, Yoistim Amo, Psiya Achas, more than Amo, and where's Makar for Amo? Is Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi writes very clearly that the Psiya Gasa more than Amo is Psiya Gasa, less than Amo, Mais is Mutter. That's Pasha the way that we're trying to bring it down. Now, the Mishmu is Moisiv, it drops. First of all, because there's a problem here. How much is an Amo? An Amo depends what Shia you want to go with, Moishin, Chadish, Chaim, no. The way it goes by an amo, the Shmuel explains the back of one foot, the back of the next foot is a whole amo. That means your one foot is half an amo, and in between your feet is a half amo. You watch people how they walk. To me, it seems that a lot of people take more than a half an amo. Even though those on the fat become me, certainly b'chaim l'chloi, one takes more than half an amo. But even when I say b'chazish, I think also they take more than a half amo. And l'chloi is a problem. What happens to halacha? Sayan Shabbos mitzad isim astrochecho. What happens isim mitzad sakana shuboim? So the Maaseh Mishmur ends off, Zel b'odem b'ne shir p'siya b'ne shloi hu amo. B'odem gado b'yoyse k'vir shir p'siya shloi. The bigger you are, the bigger your steps they go. It means, depends how tall you are, how big you are, what's your average stage, average steps. Now you have to know, were they small in those days, had smaller feet steps, I'm not sure. But Mishmur really knocked away this whole inning of amo. He went according to what shir p'siya shloi. Your natural step. So now we really left it hanging there. What exactly is the natural step over here? He took away the get of Amma. He says, but Adam Bainani. And if you're bigger, bigger than that. Whatever your natural step is, that sounds like anyone can do the natural step. Is it the medium? Is it the means? Or the, I don't know, other terminologies have in mathematics. I'm not exactly sure. What? Is it average? I'm not exactly sure how to look at it now, but he took away this halach of Amma and made it, and therefore could be everyone does what Shiapsiya Shalai. Shiapsiya Shalai means don't do more than what you usually do. So fine, that's very good. No one does more than what we usually do, usually. And what they usually do, they're running to the bar mitzvah, hopefully. What else are you running to for? Fine. Fine, so again, so the Shia, that's one mahalach again, what the Gedu is. The Gedu is an Amo. Another mahalach from the Rishon, and they're being down to Ravon, the Aguda, the Mogavon brings down. The Gedu over here of Psiya Gasa means basically skipping, to be oiker your second foot before your first foot, to be oiker your second foot before you put down your first foot. Therefore, Magabon has to bring down two pshatim. He brings down either means amo or means in of skipping. Two malchim has what it means over here. And the Graz Gadol wants to point out that the Rambam does not bring down the get up Psiya Gasa, only the Diluk wants to say, what's pshat l'maaseh the Rambam, what's pshat l'machaber? They want to say, they held like the Ravon and Aguda, that were Psiya Gasa in the Gemara, what did that mean? That meant skipping. That means, according to the Rambam, there's no ma'amokum psiya gasa. Psiya gasa means skipping. And any step that a person takes at all, there's no any big step of ma'amokum psiya gasa. So you have to understand, first, Tosha Shabbos says we don't even pass this way. Second, even the Rambam only means down tilak and not kvitzo. V'oid Mishibura says, what's the gedda of kvitza? He says, kshir psiyas shalai. Could be for these two reasons already. V'oid only is the kana. Kivin the dosh b'ram shem psayim Hashem. These four reasons already. We have what to be semechon to be mekel. Mice is no inim inside the kana. Again, according to Shabbos, don't pass that way. According to the Rambam, the mice is only dilug. According to Mishibura, kshir psiyas shalai. And kivin dosh b'ram dosh. Fine. What goes on writing? What says, how do you get it back? What says, get it back? Bekedusha devei shamshay. Now, it's the way again how the Pesukim explain, that's dafka in the case of Yimei Chol, mitzat sakono, and Shabbos does not help, and the Maishi is still over this, mitzat masa terechecha. So, first, Yimei Chol, Maishi, we all mach when we say that Psiagatsa applies by Yimei Chol, Mishabruah, you get it back by Kedusha Debei Shamshay. Now, what do those words mean? So, numerous options among the Rishaynim. First, the one malacha means the wine on Friday night. One of Friday night. Now, in the one of Friday night, the four mahalchim on the Rishonim, what those words even mean? One Friday night, what does that mean? The way I have now Turur going, go down place himself and Nafkuf on the bay, he says, when you take the wine and put it inside your eye. Inside your eye. So, come on the Taisha Ben Yoy, another Rabbi, they ask, Maisa put inside your eye, it's a case of four on Shabbos, the Maisa is to do a four on Shabbos, if it cannot be inside your eye. Another option, how the Sheet Luramba also brings down from Rav Amram going and Rav Yitzchak going and others. They bring down, that does not mean inside the eye is a fool, but top of your eye is only a fool of schoolie. Inside the eye is a fool of mamish. And therefore, one time it means the top of your eye. Again, Tosha Ben Yonah argues a so-called safe. It's a fool who gives a schoolie, not schoolie. A third option, the Harashi Ba'azan Sugya says, it means, well, you drink the wine. Now you put it on top of your eye, inside the eye, you drink the wine. That's a Rashi Buki Yosef, and the others bring down. Drinking the wine itself is in that will turn back your eyesight. A fourth option, how Tosha Ben Yonah goes by the case of wine, it means a schus, you mekadosh on top of your wine by Kiddush, that's going to give back your eyesight. So even first, even if the words mean Kiddush and Lal Shabbos, you have four options. It means on top of your eye, in your eye, drinking the wine. Stop making Kiddush. Just making Kiddush.
Give back. You didn't drink.
Don't drink. Just a schus, you make Kiddush on wine. Yeah. That itself is the Indian to mekadosh
your... And you'll see that if you make on
Lechem. So the Rimon Loyal brings down the wine, and the... And the way the Tosha Ben Yonah brings down the end of Kiddush. That's not mitzvah this, as far as I remember. It depends. Which Rebbe Liel sounds like Daf Yain, the Tosha Ben Yonah sounds like Kiddush. They both, they focus on different points. So now, that's first, that's the one Friday night. Next Malach, in one Friday night, the full option of the means. Next Malach, what does it mean? It means Abdullah. Mice also shoot the Rambah also brings down some different Ge'oinim that means Abdullah. And the Prisha brings down the way, someone tells that way, and the Prima Gonabah also brings it down. He says, Sai Kiddush, and it brings down the Inim of Abdullah.
Well, but it doesn't say that. The words are all the Kiddush.
Kiddush and Be'e Shamshay.
Kiddush and Be'e Shamshay, yes.
What does that mean?
Abdullah
is the same. The Mekadosh, the Be'e Shamshay means Mekadosh Shabbos. Oh, so it's the same Gemara, same Makar. So does it mean they have the same four options? We'll get to that. So in myself, over here, I didn't see the options. They just bring down the words of Abdullah. The Chor, it sounds like the same four options. I'll bring you right to it. Like third Mahalach, what it means, the way the Meiri and the Sugya and Maral in Ashkaf brings down that way. It means Tam, Mahadabe Kedusha, it means Menucha Shabbos. Relaxing. Enik Shabbos, Menucha Shabbos. That itself gives back your eyesight.
The Maral, all the rest of Meliyahu, someone takes his whole heart and says, it's not
this. Who says this?
Even
with I didn't see Mithilio. Please. A fourth mahalach, what it means, is the way how Maril, in Menachem and Shabbos, says that before Kiddush on Shabbos, you should look at the Neiris before you make Kiddush. And he says, why bring it off the Marash? Because in and of Ner two times, Ner is much at 250, two times is 500, gives you back 500 of your eyesight. David, you should look at your Ner. This is the Maril. Who brings down Maril Aloch and the Maramot? I'm going to say this reason, because the Maril has like three reasons over there. Maramot brings down Aloch, before you make Kiddush, look in the Neiris. One of the reasons is, why get back 1/500 of your eyesight? So we have, that's what the words of Gemara mean. We have four options among the Rishonim of Etzim. Does it mean looking at the Neir before Kiddush? Does it mean the wine, which itself has four options? Does it mean Abdullah? Does it mean Menucha Shabbos? So, Maestro, what to do? So you write a letter to Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim exactly what to do. He says, he told us either to be toying the Kiddush, or to put the Abdullah, the one inside your eyes. Those are two options. We wrote back them both the one. He said either one's maybe one of them is enough. Really? I said to be time Kiddush, I'm not exactly sure where that came from. I didn't see anybody say the case time Kiddush. I'm putting Avdol inside your eye. I didn't see anyone say that either. The Maisim, Ramah says, put Avdol inside your eye. He says, why is Chibuv HaMitzvah, Ramah says. That's why you don't take to put it in your eye, or pour it into your pocket, get rich, whatever. But to put it into your eye, the Ramah says, Chibuv HaMitzvah. Ken Zayin, he made a tzir among the Rishonim that the... What? Why? He could be that he understood, like Rishonim said, by Friday night, means to put on top of your eye. And some Rishonim said means Avdolah. So Avdolah of what? Putting on top of your eye. Because once you put the two things together, it doesn't get four sheets of Friday night. And the Ramah does not, look at the nearest by Friday night, he says. That he didn't say that Reb Chaim not told us to do. Reb Chaim says either to taste from the Kiddush or put the wine inside your eyes by Avdolah. So he asked him, what do you mean on your eyes? I mean in your eyes and top of your eyes? He said the minhag gabe ayin, on top of your eyes. Now I see some people go like this. As far as I understand the words of Rishonim, it sounds like on top of your eyelids. On gabe ayin. Not some people just like this, the thinking goes on the seichel. It goes on. People don't know. They're thinking pockets in the morning and then here's the seichel. Could be the other, could be, I don't know. But the mice from this sugya sounds like on your eyelid, on top of your eye. You get sticky, you say, wash a little water afterwards, but I don't think I can say that. Chav and mitzvah, that's what Ramah says.
The way you do it should be chav and mitzvah. You put it in your eye, it gets all sticky. You don't have to
do it. Yeah, also.
If you're doing it, if you want to report it, that's the milk.
So I'm not, again, I'm not sure where Chaim got from or what happened to Ramah over here, but that was his test. He wrote to us. We asked him what the mice we should do. That's what he said. Taste Kiddush, he said, which again, I'm not sure where he got tasting from. He said, and put on top of your eye. I'm not also sure where he got that from. Well, yeah, it takes care of the problem. I see. It sounds like if it's after we showed him in the sugyo. Not exactly sure. Not mitzvah this Indian over four. No. Fine, the Sipes is a local wrote down from Rishonim that a Bochum who enjoy jumping and running on Shabbos is mutter. It's mutter. Now, what is your side? Why is it mutter for? We have an Issa Mitzah Master Echeko. So, the way how they explain the three different options, either the way that Aruch HaShulchan explains, the whole time Issa and Shabbos are running, like you start off in the beginning, because I think that's what you enjoy. The whole side is your main menucho. So, fine. So, if you're running as enjoyment, that is your menucho. So forget the whole Issa Master Chacha. That Issa Mitzad Master Chacha. The Issa Mitzad to give you Oinig. So to give you Oinig, Silad Ruam Mitzad Oinig Shiboy. It's one way of saying it over. One other way, how they say up here the Smak says the whole time Issa running on Shabbos is Kedei La'arviach. Even the Medak that when the Ram says Kedei La'arviach, that's to make money. Therefore, it says when you run or stam run even that Kedei La'arviach, it's Gzera and Kolius. But Maisa, when you're doing it, it's near that you're running for enjoyment, it's clear not doing Kedei La'arviach. When you want to play cops and robbers and tag, no one's coming to Arviach with his claws, nothing to do with the Issa Mitzvah Arvocho. Another way, how the Lucky Yosha brings down from when the Goinim, that since Oinig enjoys Lichsel Chesed Shemayim, just like we have a Hetter Mitzvah Mitzvah Shibai of running on Shabbos, running to Shul, you also have a Hetter running on jumping, because this is a Mitzvah, you enjoy it. Well, Nichol Hetter Mitzvah. I'm sorry?
Running also
awesome is that open the call. We'll get to maybe what the issue with the hatter, if there is any hatter. No, my son, fine, this Indian about running on Shabbos, Mitzad Oinig, first is one shalom among the Gedolei Achronim, is it Dafker, but Yevon, even Chathilo. The Bach comes along once Medayik Shat, and once Emot Liris twice in the tour, you want to tie that this whole Indian running is Dafka B'di'evet. Maisel, and all Poshkin pass this way, the Eli Rabban wants to pass this way, the Naitaro. Maisel, Mishibua says, Afilu lechatchila lemaisel ladiwan on Shabbos. He says, Mokan Avram is my Mokan is, and therefore in the Chor, not like the Bachi passes that Eli Rabban on Shabbos lechatchila, he's that Enig Shaboyim. Another Shalom Mokan Lagdala Achoinim is, let's say, running itself, tag or cops and robbers, Maisel, that itself is enjoyment. But let's say when you run, Maisel, there's no enjoyment. Just afterwards, you get to a place that then you'll have enjoyment. But the running itself is not enjoyment. Is that nichol in the hetter mitzad oinig, or is it also? Come along the Taz, and he wants to say is long shalotay over here. He wants to tie that this whole hetter when the running in and of itself is oinig. That's nichol in the mitzvah or nichol get of oinig. Mashenkin, if only afterwards you get oinig, because he won't tell you cannot run on Shabbos. You cannot run to get the place. There's no hetter mitzad oinig. The mice in the Bach is clearly not the way, and the Pesach not the way, and the Meshvua passing the way. He writes, Bach, El Rabbah, Chal Moshe, my Mordechai, Tloy Kitaz. He's very clear, Paskin's that way. The Loch is, he can let it run, even afterwards, at least in the case of Tainik, that itself is Mutter.
The Chumah of Chayim, if you run for a Suda, or if you run for, if
That's been said mitzvah, this has been said oinik. Yeah, another shaila is that, let's say you have a case that there will be not mitzvah oinig, but taking away tzar. Nias tzar is not nichol lehet of oinig. For example, let's say it's raining outside, it's past Shabbos, it was raining. Are you allowed to go out on Shabbos to why? To take away the tzar, is that nichol lehet of oinig or not? And betzim klar say lefi the taz, not lefi the taz. Taina lefi the taz, maybe a sefer also be mutter, because when you're running right now, there's either could be that you want to protect yourself right now from the rain, maybe it's more to coin of has, or even not a coin of has, maybe it's also the whole time I had to mitzad oinig shaboy, and mashengi mitzad tsar, the maestah, there'll be, minyas tsar, there won't be any heter. So, come along the mincha Shabbos, and he discusses this Indian, and he says the case is either beside the rain, or because of the dog is barking, in other cases, and he wants to tell you that the lechur, it's mutter, the whole time iser, is dafka, laviach, or stamak zera, but it's clearly defined why exactly you're running for, the maestah should be mutter. Therefore, the Shemir Shabbos will chosim in Zan, the latter run inside the rain, inside the clothing. Once he says that way, all the Malachim bring him down that way. And the Binyamin Zilber, or Zinbu, and the Sheva Levi, they both have tshuvas about it. And they want Taino, they have Svaris for it. They want Taino, even a point of Taz, it should be Mutter. They say, first of all, the one reason, the reason that when you're running is also is either Larviach or Stamazai. But Stamazai is Nikur, everyone knows exactly why you're running. Everyone sees it's raining, that's why you're running. Clearly defined, that's what you're running for. Therefore, Kai Gamna Chazal will not goes upon you, they're not doing the Tara Vacha Shaboy, and the mice you gain out of it, void is to Ellis out of it, and therefore, Ravazim Rice is Poshim Avadi allowed to run in the rain. Therefore, Numas Paiskin, Numas Malak can go this way, the Avadi allowed to run in the rain. Tzala Sheni Lamaiso. There's a Medrash, four Shemedrash in Devar Rabbah, that says, Mal Loris B'Shabbos, can a person run on Shabbos? Kachshon Rabbosai, ain't Rots Lias Omo B'Shabbos, can't run on Shabbos. Homishu Rots B'Shabbos, Mechalos Shabbos. Why should not know Shabbos other than Nuach Bayi? Not run on Shabbos, because Shabbos is for Menucha. Avina Rola Chaveiro B'Shabbos, Rots B'Shabbos, Mnei Geshamim. Avina saw his friend running on Shabbos because of the rain, says the Medrash. Amalei, Miyati B'Shabbos, Shachi Rots B'Shabbos. How can you run because of the rain? Therefore, the before Shemedrash says you can't run inside the rain. Chaim Kinyaski, in Dach Sicha, in Chalot Rav, and in the Kiyas Melech, he writes very clearly, the person cannot run on Shabbos because of the rain and sends you to this Medrash. Now the Shalos, what happened, what's Pashan this Medrash, what happened to this Medrash? Now the Mice of this Medrash we never had till recently, even though it's Dvarim Rabbah, it's by the principle, by the Lieberman Dvarim Rabbah. Now, Rabbi Lieberman, or Saul Lieberman, or Moshe Lieberman is a very controversial person. Passed away in 1983, I checked up this recently, this morning, who exactly he was, what was going on with him. He was a Chashuv person. In 1940, he was offered the position to be either a Rebbe in Chaim Berlin or to be a professor in JTS. JTS is the head of the Reform. He chose to be the professor and the head chancellor of JTS. What?
Conservative.
And he had and therefore ended up being the professor there for 40 years. Now, Chassid Beinu was brought down that the SS Teifler. What? The Ochs of Benu brings down that the Esther Stipler, that he wrote a sefer called a Yisham Kamshutai, that in 1935, Esther before he was offered the position, before he became this professor, and the Stipler said, since the Mechaber is he's head of the Reformists, conservative in America, in America, you should not read a sefer, the Yisham Kamshutai. Yisham Kamshutai. Now the Maisa, the reason they asked him is, again, they asked him exactly why he picked the JTS over Chaim Berlin. He said because he felt he could do more for clients and affect people more that way. Maisa is a very controversial person. The Maisa, he has something called Oitzim Adroshim. And he has other things, Oitzim Agodas. He has things he got from Ksav Yad, he found that he printed and put out. Now the Maisa, the Oitzim has it, and sometimes people take out the Oitzim in the mirror because they think it's a recourse, and then they put it back, or whatever. The Maisa, there's a, this person, Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote about 150 oras on his Oitzim Midrashim, going through the whole entire Sefer. It starts off, what's doing it for? Because heavy dvorim she'en ruach hacham doichem enu v'yishlam oicham. I'm going through this whole Sefer and things you have to cut out and take out because you should not be samech upon it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah, and if you want the Oitzim right now, has this glued on to the Sefer over there, this copy of Rav Chaim is to all the things you should take out. But Maaseh, Rav Chaim is held to this Medrash, he sends you to this Medrash, and Maaseh, he himself, who he was, what he was, again, it's a big tumult, what exactly. He said he was L'Shem Yishamayim, and that's him, he's a good person. So first of all, this Medrash Chaim sent you to help is B'Samechan. Others obviously do not have this Medrash, they didn't even know about this Medrash. That's Aleph. But you always have to know what happens when you find things like Sav Yad, you have to be semichon upon it, lalach l'maisa. The maisa, you do a Moshe held in Shuvah, and anytime you find something like Sav Yad, say it's Ritva, say it's Ravid, or Advaz, or others, he says we have to be semichon upon it, because since it did not survive the challenges of Doris, like Dodo Rishon Machoinim, therefore it's not something you have to misyachas to, because you never know if they were said it, what they were said against it, or since we have no koyach to argue, lav dafka, it's correct or not correct. You have to also know why it's not here, why we don't have it, why our prince don't have it. It's not something Sav Yad to be semichon. So therefore, Lamaisa, could be that's why the place is not either. First, you have no, you can mafakim upon the medrash, and even the medrash, true, you have to know you have to be semich upon the medrash. Lamaisa B'chaim says you cannot run on Shabbos. However, there are numerous rayas like B'chaim, chutz from this inyan. For example, the Mahashoah is discussing, let's say you hear a lion roar, you're afraid, you're allowed to run on Shabbos. Says Mahashoah, Baruch Zavon Beis, no one allowed to roar when a lion roars, allowed to run? Sakono. Now, they're discussing a dog barking. They're discussing a case of a lion. Now, he had to come on to that and start to conish your boys. You have to con a dog going on after you say that, but stop barking, you're afraid to run. Does it sound like Masha held the same side? The second man Mokham they discussed the Graz. The Graz is discussing the, let's say you have refesh with tit on the ground. The Graz conches Achim and says, you're allowed to run or jump over it on Shabbos. So it comes along the tainas that he discusses. What about Mnias Tsar? Is that Nichol Lehetimitat Oinig Shavoy? That's one story he has. But Oidi Tainas, the whole Indian of Tsir Gasa, the Rambam does not hold up. He holds that it's only Nichol Get of Dilug. Therefore, it's Mekel won by Tsir Gasa, but not running. We're not sure. He says you can only make on Tsir Gasa because you have a Tsir for the Rambam and the Mechaba, don't bring it down. It discusses the case of Mnias Tsar. That means sound like the Pasha of the Graz also argues. The Megillah Sefer points out, Yushmir Shambas won't be Mekel while it's running out to Geshem. He says, I'll be sorry, right? But my the grass certainly does not sound like you. Void says the Megillah Sefer, Pasha, you beat the Gemara. The Gemara is saying what? The Gemara does not want to let you jump over Amos and Mayim, only because you have a problem. Why? Mitzad Chash Schito. That means, let's say you have a problem with Schito, I'll let you go into the water. Now, who are going to the water, cold, getting cold, all wet and everything. Betim is better to do that than to jump or to run. And the only reason why we're letting you jump and run is why? That means the Pash of the Gemara is saying, the Pash going to the water is tsar. That's Pash of the Gemara.
You
wear your clothing. Your Shabbos clothing. No one walks out on Shabbos now with the Shabbos clothing, right? So if you walk in your suit in the water and only a schrito, where it came on the Gemara, the Pash of the Gemara is only be matter while a schrash schrito. It sounds like the Gemara, but it's not mutter. So again, whether you want to factor upon the Medrash or not, it certainly does sound like for the Mashal and the Graz and the Pash of the Gemara, they point out, look, it sounds like you have no heter. The Maestro says, what would happen this past Shabbos? The Mamash is a flood and it's raining and pouring. I'm looking at the place, game, what to do, yesh v'yesh. Yesh log and yesh line. Fine. Maisa. You can?
You cannot.
You cannot. Chaim is very clear that way. He said, Chaim writes a bunch of places. He says he can't run in the rain. And he extends it to the Medrash. He himself wrote it in Bekeres Melech. In Sefer Bekeres Melech. He wrote a question to Chaim. We asked him, could we run to the house, and why? And when we get to the house, we'll learn a little bit. And that's about mitzvah. Was there a way around the whole entire Indian? And Nifla had to mitzvah, mitzvah and maestro, you run inside the rain. So Chaim wrote, if the Sarom Ba'alma, it doesn't help. If you run inside the Torah Echnami, but if you're going to, because you have this machlok over here, and you know what? When I get home, I'm going to open the safe and sit down for 5 minutes. He said, no. Maestro, you're running, let's face it. Master Echefa, you're running, maestro, instead of running. You have, it's not the Maris Ayin that people see and now you're singing. The Indian why Mitzah Mitzvah, you have a heter. Stop, because you can learn a little bit, and that's your Amas, no heter. So I don't know how to get both Shitas in. Maris said that those one Tainan is motor. The starker Tainan is one Maris should be also. There's one other aspect over here that Derek Aga brought down, the Magavram, and the Shayat Tzion, that the Sugar of Shara Diyot is a person cannot read on Shabbos things that are not either Torah or Chochmah. Yesh Oimim Chachmol, Yesh Mamshim Machman Chachmol also, Ramah, Eli Rabbi, Mishnevura, fine. Maisim Shorad Yetis is also. Now, for example, Pashi case, the case in the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, is a case of history books. Shorad Yetis came here on Shabbos. Pashi is any novel, or any Mishpacha, any story that's not Nechon Torah Chachmol, Chor, to be on Shabbos is also. Where is the Marmokimis that are coming along to be matter it? So one Marmokimis, Mamish Avos Sugi over here, the Magavam discusses, and he says, just like we have a heter running on Shabbos, we said Oinig Shabbai, the Magavam sounds like the Shtar Yoyis, you have a heter, we said Oinig, if you enjoy reading a Mishpacha or a novel, an article talking about Jewish kosher one, relatively kosher, however you want to define it. So these things, reading on Shabbos, they had to be tzadoinig. Now the Mishabrua is very clear in that way. Mishabrua says, he quotes this Mogen Avraham, he says, in the Shai Tzion, that the Prusha shall Mogen Avraham, Dochu b'sev v'chem Moshe, my Mordechai, p'im Agadim, nitchum oid b'yeshuvoi, this Mogen Avraham is not halacha. But again, there is a Mogen Avraham that says, mitzad oinig, you have to read these things on Shabbos. The Maisa, those who are more astamich upon it, the Marsham, the Ezisol, and it's brought down a Sefer Mikra Kodesh to the Esel B'Yashu. B'Yashu says, you know why you can read these things on Shabbos? As this Mogen Avraham, he's passing against the Mishnah Berurah. So the Maisa, one of the Maram claims are disgusting, reading on Shabbos with the Makar for the head to be said, Oining, how can you read whether a Jewish press, if you can take it out of the bathroom, it's not this Shiloh. But how can you read these things on Shabbos? Well, a Jewish observer, Mitzah again, Chokhmah's Mutter, unless you're Shemayim. But the Maisa thing is, not a story, what's the heter? There's a Mogar Vam over here. Mephosh, Mogar Vam, Pim Magalim. That's saying, it's not only give a heter beside the story of the Yoytis. Now, story of the Yoytis, they point down, does not mean the Makavi to Isser. It means reading novels, things that only Xero ought to story of the Yoytis, there's a heter beside only. Again, Mishabu is very clawed in that way. He argues stark against it. The Gemara and Dafkof Nun. The Gemara either Shemim Choyk or Xero to story of the Yoytis, Machoyk is two reasons by Rava, I think, Gemara. And Maisa, one Makar, and then Mishra doesn't like that, but Maisa Mogen Avraham over here says Mitzad Oinig, and that's one of the Makaris to be made called Mitzad Oinig. They have other reasons, because it's in print, and it'll take care of Shem Yimchak maybe. So that's one of the Makaris they discuss, why it's Mutu, why not those who want to be Semech, not here, anyone Semech on that, but those or wives who want to be Semech, it's any of the reading things, these things are Shabbos. Mitzad is Mogen Avraham.
Hardcore passing the mitzvah. Okay.
Another thing you're discussing is doing exercise in Shabbos. Lamaisa is before Shavuot in the by the Paiskim, the exercise mitzvah of four. Lamaisa you have problem mitzvah to kigas someone. Mitzvah running in itself also lachor it's also the only heter mitzvah oinik shaboy. Lachor to exercise in Shabbos is a problem. The whole is one heter. The Pesham Zama is brought down Shmir Shabbos in other places. And let's say you're doing it because you enjoy exercising. Some people actually enjoy exercising. So if you enjoy it, he says that's before Shemachab. Mechab says running and jumping is motor. So if you know you're not before, because you enjoy lifting weights, whatever it might be over the hall. If you enjoy, let's say, running or jumping rope, you enjoy it. Not mitzad in the reform, mitzad in the enjoyment. The ma'aseh is before Shalach, the Shalom is Amun. The ma'aseh is motor. Why? It says, Mechab says that running and jumping for enjoyment is motor. Same thing, if you're doing exercise for enjoyment, the ma'aseh is motor. What? So if it's Michael Brim, so next shell is what happens to Michael Brim that you're doing mitzad before? That's really the. Not really a sugya, but they bring it up from over here. Let's say the Mogen Avraham over here says that for running, refuah is aser. However, walking with tayel is motor. And then the daikim for refuah is motor. The Shai Tzion over here discusses, and it sounds like if the Michael Brim, things that healthy people do, might even doing mitzvah refuah is motor. Therefore, exercise also, even doing mitzvah refuah, if you enjoy it, even though you're doing also mitzvah refuah, that might be a heter. Machlokes between learn the sugya refuah. Michael Brim, some people like working out, not mitzvah for health reasons. Some people jog, not for health, people actually like running or enjoyment or not mitzvah. People enjoy it? It's motor, it's also. People don't, but let's say today's day and age, people do it for enjoyment. People do it for enjoyment, so Michael Beam can change. Those days they're normal. Now people actually run for enjoyment. Yes, that's the runners who do it. They enjoy it. They say they feel geschmack. Oh, I feel alive. Wakes me up. Gets me going. Gets geschmack. There's another thing. Else work out. But if you're doing, because if you enjoy, if you're doing it without enjoyment. Enjoy running. It's oinig. I get oinig out of the running. The running itself, I'm...
You get out of breath. You never do it. We're all playing basketball and enjoying
it. It's the Xera of Chavisha. After Chavisha. Ashka Gumois. Also. Just like in the sign. On a personal note. My father is Hashem, not better Hashem, hopefully not, but he might have a flight tomorrow morning. And Kiddur, the Gemara says that also love Hill is the Mechayev Daniyim. For even the Anani, might Hakim Kulan Torah. Hillel was one of the biggest names. Yet he was Moshe Nefesh for Torah. My father, Mechayev, everyone in Florida. So this is, anyone retired, anyone who went, I've been years of yeshiva, 30 years, whatever. There's no excuse. That's clear. You must love it. You even have a chance to call yourself. The yeshiva once gave a Moshe was Berach a month ago. This is the entire year the yeshiva comes every day in a wheelchair. He broke his leg. And every single dim is a day. It made me come every day. But you know, and he made a chavusa come every day. And it's a machayiv that we see that a person that true, it might have always been your dream to always learn a Lakewood, and you had a responsibility to Mishpacha and Parnoso. The fact that after 40 years you come back to Yeshiva and you go to Nissan's Shiva or you go to Perkwitz and come to Yeshiva Smir to learn, it's something that people can look up to and see and aspire for. Someone was saying when they gave out the Shemesh Storm thing, Moser, you know, 1/2 hour Moser, we'll just sit and look at your father for a half hour. No, that itself, that'll give you a Moser. A guy, as my father once told me for a palm, you know, why give a kid with a kalta hand and give it a vama hand? I think it has to be the same thing. Why give it a cold body? The Maisa, it's a, this is the capital one speaking, how Rav Shach was saying, if a person, Kosh Baruch should create the world a drop differently, same way, but the person should have been created what first, when he's very old, for 1 minute, let him see what life is, and then create him as a baby and his whole life will be different. He said, why? He was saying over to 100 people, it'll be like someone like my father. He said, Mamash like my father. Person that, because them, if they can mortgage what something is, you know, turn to what they are, and the problem with people are, when they get older, I can't. So let, something that we all have to learn from and learn too. It's a learning, it's a class list, and it's the phone calls you get when you come, when you're not here a couple of days, how you're feeling, what's up, what's going on. Now it's mashgiach, it's chav, it's it did. Maisa, I like to say publicly, and in of a curse of Toiv, and Maisa, you're the best role model a person can have, and I'd like to thank you for that. And we'll always.
I do want to say.
And I like and the Indian like thank Tehillim for that the idea of yours. So I guess.
I do want to say.